Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Today, I would like to talk about the phenomenon of cognitive dissonance, especially as it pertains to death. Now, cognitive dissonance is a fairly extensively studied phenomenon in psychology. People who exhibit cognitive dissonance hold sharply contradictory views on greatly related subjects without really being able to notice the tension. And I think the greatest cognitive dissonance in all of humanity has to do with death. And it is as follows. When any individual whom we know dies, if we are decent people, if we are not murderers or sadists, if we do not rejoice at the suffering and destruction of others, we are very sad. We mourn the loss of that person. Even if we didn't particularly like that person when he was alive, even if we thought the person might have been annoying or disagreeable or even hostile to some of our interests, say if some competitor in our careers or say somebody who politically tried to thwart us dies, we still mourn the death of that person. I mean, I greatly dislike, for instance, the kind of advocacy that Al Gore is pushing right now with regard to what I believe is an invented threat of anthropogenic global warming. But if Al Gore were to die all of a sudden, I would be sad. It's, I believe, undeserved for a human being to die, even if that human being holds very wrong ideas. So, if an individual is destroyed in this fashion, we mourn him. But so many people in the world, probably still the majority, believe that death in general is at least natural, and even, for many of them, desirable, somehow justified by the natural course of things. And therein lies the cognitive dissonance. The death of any particular person is seen as a tragedy, but death in general, which is just the sum of all the particular deaths in all the particular gruesome ways that people can die, once again, there is no really peaceful or dignified way to die, is seen as normal, natural, and even desirable. Now, that is severe cognitive dissonance. How can any individual instance of something be bad, but the sum of all those instances be good? It makes zero logical sense. So, I urge consistency in one way or another. Of course, I would prefer consistency in one of these ways, but in order to be consistent, individuals who hold that death in general is good should also hold that any particular death is good, which of course would immediately lead everybody else to realize just how sad and just how contrary to our elementary understandings of morality and of the value of each individual human being such a position would be. I don't think any person who rejoiced at the death of a neighbor, a friend, or even an opponent would be respected or associated with by anybody else. But that is what that person would have to do if he would want to consistently hold the belief that death in general is desirable. Because anything in general is just the sum of all of its particular instantiations. Now, of course, I believe the much better consistent position is to hold that death in general and particular instances of death are all undesirable. Which means, if my friend dies, that's horrible. If my enemy dies, that's horrible. If a human being I don't know dies, that's horrible. And the fact that billions of people have died and faded in complete oblivion throughout history, that is also horrible, unimaginably so. So that is the logical way and the moral way to resolve this commonly held cognitive dissonance. Now, I would also like to address some mechanisms that have evolved throughout the centuries to prevent people from thinking about this cognitive dissonance. Namely, I'm talking about euphemisms when referring to death. Now, one of the ways to be able to think that the death of an individual is a tragedy, while the death of millions, as Stalin put it, is a statistic, or even something great and noble and natural, is to conceive of individual death as something qualitatively different from general death. Typically, people refer to death in general as death, but in individual cases, they say not that this person has died, but that this person has passed on, or is no longer with us, or some other pleasant-sounding euphemism. Another example of this is to refer to somebody as the late person X. And whenever I hear that expression, I wonder, what is person X late for? Is he late for the bus? Is he late to work? Is he late to school? No! Absolutely not. He's not late to anything. He's dead, destroyed, absolutely gone. There is no more person X, and will never be a person X again. So, to compare that to being late to something is to minimize the horrendous significance of the fact that person X is irreversibly gone. So, what I would urge is a cessation of all euphemisms pertaining to death. Don't say, oh, this person has passed on, this person is no longer with us, or worse yet, don't say this person is in a better place. He's not in a better place, he's nowhere, he's gone, he doesn't exist. Say, person X is dead. Say it with a straight face. Call things by their proper names. And when people, in general, begin to refer to individual death as death, and then, whenever they're confronted with arguments that death in general is good, then the cognitive dissonance will become much more apparent to them. So, next time you're at a funeral, or next time you discuss one of your deceased friends or relatives, don't mince words. Say, this person is dead, and I'm very sad that this person is dead, because through this person's death, we have lost something that we can never again regain. And also, don't try to sugarcoat the fact that some person has died. Don't use grand-sounding generalities about the nobility of death or the possibility of a better place. Whenever a person dies, this is not a loss that can be remedied by any kinds of words, and to attempt to remedy it is, I believe, an insult to the memory of the deceased. Rather, say openly and frankly, this person's loss is an irreversible tragedy. We cannot do anything to stop it. We cannot do anything to reverse it. The only thing we can do is look toward the future and make sure that further such losses do not occur. Thank you very much.